Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement. I'm Carol Dewey, founder of Perpetual Wealth Financial. And as always, my mission is to help you navigate the financial seas so you can get on with living. Today, I want to talk about something that happens in almost every relationship I build with a widow. It usually doesn't happen during the first meeting. The first meeting is often about paperwork, accounts, beneficiaries, legal documents, taxes, you know, the practical things. But after a little trust is built, something changes. The real questions start coming out. The questions that have been just sitting there in the back of her mind. The questions she hasn't asked her children, the questions she hasn't even asked her friends, the questions she may not have admitted to herself, the questions she's carrying at 2 o'clock in the morning when nobody else is around. Over the years, I've discovered something important. Most widows are not struggling with unique questions. They're struggling with questions they think they're the only ones asking. And because they think they're the only ones asking them, they often carry those questions alone. So today I want to bring those questions into the light because I've learned something about fear. Fear grows in silence, but understanding grows through conversation. Let's talk about some of the questions every widow is afraid to ask. Let's start with perhaps the most common question of all. It usually sounds something like this. Well, I feel stupid, or I should already know this, or I don't understand any of this. Am I the only one who doesn't understand any of this? I cannot tell you how many intelligent, accomplished women have sat across from me and said those exact words. Women who raised families, built careers, managed households, volunteered in their communities, helped others their entire lives. Yet somehow, when it comes to finances, they feel embarrassed. Why? Because widowhood often forces women into a role they never expected to have. A role that may have been handled primarily by their spouse for decades. And suddenly, they're expected to understand investment statements, tax documents, account registrations, beneficiary designations, Social Security rules, Medicare decisions, and estate planning. Now that's a lot. Imagine being asked to step into a profession you've never worked in before and then feel bad because you're not immediately an expert. That doesn't make sense. Being unfamiliar is not the same thing as being incapable. I want to repeat that. Being unfamiliar is not the same thing as being incapable. You don't need to know everything. You simply need to be willing to learn. And the fact that you're listening to this podcast tells me you're already doing exactly that. The second question many widows carry is this: what if I make a mistake? This fear can be paralyzing. What if I sell something I shouldn't? What if I keep something I shouldn't? What if I make the wrong decision? What if I lose money? What if I regret it? What if I can't fix it? And because the fear feels so large, many women do something understandable. They avoid making decisions altogether. Now, let's be honest. Some financial decisions deserve careful consideration. But here's what I've learned. Most financial mistakes are not life-ending disasters. Most are manageable, correctable, recoverable. The greater danger is often allowing fear to keep you stuck for years. I've met widows who spent 3, 4, even 5 years avoiding decisions because they were afraid of making the wrong one. Meanwhile, opportunities passed, plans were delayed, and anxiety continued growing. Perfection is not the goal. Progress is. You don't need perfect decisions. You need informed decisions. And those are very different things. Now let's address one of the most important questions and perhaps one of the hardest. Can I really trust anyone? If you've been widowed, you've probably experienced some version of this. People giving advice, family members offering opinions, friends telling you what they would do, financial professionals making recommendations, everyone seems to have an answer. And sometimes those answers conflict. So naturally, you start wondering, who should I trust? The answer may surprise you. Trust isn't built because someone says, trust me. Trust is built because their actions consistently match their words. Trust is built slowly. It's built through listening, through patience, through honesty, through showing up repeatedly, through doing what you said you were going to do. I often tell people, don't look for someone who has all the answers. Look for someone who is willing to explain the answers. There's a difference. The right advisor, the right attorney, the right CPA, the right guide should never make you feel rushed, should never make you feel foolish, should never pressure you into decisions you're not ready to make. Trust grows when someone consistently helps you feel safer, clearer, and more confident. That's what trust actually looks like. Let's talk about one of the deepest fears widows carry. What if I outlive my money? Even women with substantial savings often worry about this. And honestly, I understand why. Nobody knows exactly how long they're going to live. Healthcare costs are uncertain, markets are unpredictable, inflation exists. Life happens, but here's what I want you to know. Worrying is not planning. Those are two very different things. Worry asks, what if everything goes wrong? Planning asks, what would we do if something changes? One creates anxiety, the other creates confidence. Over the years, I've seen countless widows spend years worrying about running out of money. Then we build a plan, review the numbers, look at income sources, evaluate spending, assess the risks, and suddenly the fear starts shrinking, not because uncertainty disappeared, because clarity arrived. Many women discover they are far stronger financially than they believed. Others discover adjustments are needed. But either way, knowing is better than guessing. Every single time. Now we arrive at one of the most emotional questions, and one that rarely gets discussed. Is it okay to enjoy my life again? Now you may not expect this question in a financial podcast, but trust me, it belongs here. Because money and life are connected. I've had widows tell me, I feel guilty spending the money. I think he would be upset if I took that trip. I don't know if I deserve to enjoy myself. I feel guilty when I'm happy. That's a heavy burden to carry, and unfortunately, it's incredibly common. Here's what I believe. Most loving spouses wanted security and happiness for the person they left behind. Not perpetual suffering, not a life lived in fear, not decades of guilt. When I see a widow finally take the trip she always wanted to take, spend more time with family, volunteer, travel, laugh, live, I don't see someone forgetting her spouse. I see someone honoring the life they built together by continuing to live fully. Joy is not betrayal. Healing is not betrayal. Living is not betrayal. Perhaps the biggest question of all is this. Who am I now? For years, maybe decades, you were part of a team. Decisions were shared. Responsibilities were divided. Life was built around we. Then suddenly you're asked to think about me. And that's not easy. Many widows discover they don't actually know what they want anymore. Not because something is wrong, because they've spent years thinking about family, marriage, children, caregiving, responsibilities, and shared goals. And now there's space to answer those new questions. What do I want? What matters to me? What do I enjoy? What kind of life do I want moving forward? That's not selfish. It's necessary. One of my favorite moments is watching a widow begin answering those questions. Watching her rediscover interests, dreams, goals, experiences she postponed, strengths she never recognized. It's a beautiful thing, because widowhood changes your identity, but it doesn't erase it. As I've worked with widows over the years, I've come to realize something. Most of these questions are really asking the same thing. Am I going to be okay? Am I capable? Am I safe? Can I do this? And the answer I wish every widow could hear is this: yes. Not because it will always be easy, not because there won't be challenges, not because you'll never feel afraid, but because you are stronger than you realize. You have already survived something incredibly difficult. You have already carried burdens you never expected to carry. You have already made it through days you didn't think you could make it through. That matters more than you think. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with one final thought. The questions you're afraid to ask are usually the same questions every other widow is carrying too. The difference is that most people never say them out loud. And I've learned something over the years. The moment a widow finally asks the question she's been carrying for months, or sometimes years, that's often the moment healing begins. Because once the question is spoken, it can be answered. Once it is answered, it becomes less frightening. And once fear loses its grip, confidence has room to grow. So, if you're carrying questions today, don't carry them alone. Ask them. Talk about them. Bring them into the light, because you are not the only woman asking these questions. And you don't have to find the answers by yourself. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Navigating Abundant Retirement. If this episode resonated with you, please subscribe and share it with someone who may need to hear it. And until next time, remember, you don't have to navigate the financial seas alone. I'm Carol Dewey, and I'll see you in the next episode.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.